This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional man, I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as you know, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of attention being paid there. We're going to be going into Constitutional Convention 1. Number one, first one since 1879 in California history. And also in the United States, I think 1861, first time a state has gone into a constitutional convention. Here it is. It's declared. We're moving right along. Thank you very much. It's kind of interesting, all these other, the talk about a con and all that silliness that's going on out there. Why haven't they done a con is the bigger question. Why haven't they, why haven't these people done this all for all these years? Are they fleecing you for money? You might want to think about that. I'm just, it just sort of hit me about that. And again, what I love what's happening right now in our nation is you're seeing a real renaissance of an understanding of what the whole Founding Fathers' business was. I think this whole 4th of July brouhaha about so many things, as an example, Facebook, censoring the Declaration of Independence. That's because, basically you have an atheist, a monster, his name is Zuckerberg, who owns this thing, and he's a totalitarian, much in the vein of a Tim Draper, as an example, out of the Silicon Valley area. And, it's kind of interesting, they have no contact with reality when it comes to these kind of documents, and what they mean, especially the Christians, hello, and people of real religious faith. I mean, they just have no idea what this means to them. And they don't care. They don't care about your faith. There's only one faith, apparently, they most care about, and that's Islam. Radical Islam, I might add. I'm not lumping them in with the Islam that you'd find in so many other countries that is not radicalized. But anything that's radicalized to seemingly demonize and destroy the United States of America, that's okay with these folks. You're seeing it play out right now in California with a three-state thing and all this other stuff. Now Zuckerberg, you know what? People are just getting fed up with Facebook. That's what's happening. People are fed up with Facebook. We're going to talk about that. I just thought I'd tease you with that before I get into my rant, because that's going to be number one topic. Today, of course, is the end of the week, and we oftentimes, we haven't been celebrating this fact, but oftentimes what we will do is we will run around and go to all the various news sites, some off the wall, a lot of citizen journalist pointing direction stuff. And I do want to thank this morning, early morning hours, we were perusing some of our more noted and famous, infamous citizen journalists who email and text and so on over the course of the evening into Studio 21. And we found this article that popped right back up on Breitbart, and that's the one apologizing for censoring the Declaration of Independence as hate speech. That's Zuckerberg, apparently. We'll have to check into that one. But and again, he's drawing attention to it, so we must give him props for that. Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to all these various sites, and it just so happened we popped up on Breitbart, but then we go to Zero Hedge. We go to a bunch of them, and a lot of stories are generated, like I say, from our citizen journalists who give us text messages and so on. Getting these Periscope things going on, just a little thing. Also, we're going to be talking about all these fires. Where do all these fires come from? Oh, my gosh. All these just fires just pop right up. Really? I think we've had enough of this, I guess you would say, capitalism that goes on through disasters. You probably heard that term before, disaster capitalism, that's practiced, especially here in California. Oh, my God, they're burning down the place. Well, sure, a lot of money in it. A lot of federal funds come in to a state that's begging for money. Why not start a few fires here and there, right? I mean, I hate to put it that way, but, you know, I got to tell you, this is something that has been going on for years in California. You know, you want to get a few overtime hours and things like that? Just burn house down. Better yet, burn several thousand acres down. Or, if you're really clued in, and you're the big government people who control, well, you know, things like chemtrails and stuff like that, what a perfect opportunity to start a few fires. Let's talk about Santa Rosa. How desiccated were those plants last year? I'm just throwing it out there. We'll be talking about the fires that are raging all over the West, in particular California. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, as you'll find out in this story. There's ways we have as many tools as the intelligence people now. I mean, it's just so obvious what's going on, and people are finding that out. So we're going to be talking about that. Of course, Donald Trump last night, where are we at? Okay, I'm sorry, got to check the clock here. Donald Trump last night was in Montana, big sky, as he was talking about. A lot of people are really kind of upset with the president right now, tariffs and trade war going on. The EU is all puckered up. Boy, are they butthurt. They are so butthurt. I wonder why. And, of course, you've probably heard this is the big thing going on in Europe, especially Great Britain. London Stan, they call it. They have a Muslim mayor who hates Donald Trump. And you notice all the vitriol that's coming out of London these days, as the more radicalized it becomes and becomes an Islamic state of the Sunni variety, which that's a particular pernicious variety of Islam that's bent on destroying Western civilization. Of course, that's what they do, right? That's what they're trying to do here. I mean, it's pretty obvious, especially if you're from Mexico. So the Mexican elected, duly elected, they say, I can't imagine how legit, you know, it's really funny. California and the rest of the United States is following the lead of Latin America in terms of how they run their voting systems and how they elect people, quote, democratically. If you notice, it's so corrupt. It is wildly corrupt here in California, the voting system. Wildly. I mean, this is the thing that was really, really funny. I was on Will Johnson's show last night, his YouTube channel, Unite America First, and we talked about this, how in the new California movement, we just say, look, from the get-go, the system is corrupted. The voting system is corrupted from top to bottom in California. And of course, it's just, you know, been infecting the rest of the nation. We had a report on Maryland following a very similar pattern to how election systems are corrupted here in California. I thought, God, when I heard that story, I said, is that really a story? I didn't get it because I was thinking, wow, what town in California are they reporting about? Turns out it's Maryland doing the things with the provisional ballots and stuff. It's just kind of routine cheating here in California. And, you know, then there's the problems. I mean, there's some real problems coming. I can tell you, there's like 11 or 12 different counties that have way more votes turned in than they have registered voters. I hate, like, L.A. County has 141% more. That's 141% of the population voted that was registered to vote in LA County this last time. Is there something wrong with the system? And there's like 11 or 12 of those counties. Big ones, of course, the big urbanized counties. See, and then they bus everybody around. You know, one of the things that in Central and South America, they've kind of caught on to this one. And in many countries down there, when it comes time to vote for the president of the country, they disallow busing. Buses cannot travel in those countries. They just can't travel on election day. Now, I wonder why. We should take the lead of Bolivia. Yeah, the nice communist dictator down there in Bolivia. They don't allow busing on election day. Good idea for California. Or maybe New California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back, scorchingly back here on Agenda 21 Radio. So Zuckerberg, Marky Mark. No, I'm sorry. No offense to Marky Mark, by the way. But Zuckerberg has found himself in another little quandary. You know, there's answers and alternatives. There are true answers and alternatives to Facebook, Google, and Amazon, and Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com, is your answer. It is a new and upcoming social media giant. It's going to be a giant in terms of the social media, because guess what? Those people, right, left, and indifferent, who do not like Facebook, who do not like the censorship, and I got to tell you, they have censored us so many times, doing for so many stupid things on their part. That's just not the way it works. It's just not the way it works in a free society. And we're not happy about it, so we're switching everything over to Right to Voice. It's an outlet that will not censor your political thought. It just won't do it. So Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com is your option to the totalitarian monsters that you find from Mark Zuckerberg. Now, speaking of totalitarian monsters and such as Mark Zuckerberg, who's got all the answers for humanity, right? Just like Tim Draper of the three-state thing. Zuckerberg apologizes for censoring Declaration of Independence as, quote, hate speech. We reported this yesterday. As you know, the only time since in modern history, anyway, a state has declared itself independent of another pre-existing state has been New California. That occurred. Our Declaration of Independence date is exactly January 15th, 2018. It will go down as a date in history. It already is. People, just you'd be surprised what's happening. So the author of the Declaration of Independence from New California is many people, but I did the final writing of that. I did. So I got a little bit of history here to talk about with Mr. Zuckerberg. And the evidence is clear. The evidence is so clear to all of us who really truly understand the Declaration of Independence and what the Founding Fathers wanted, which is, by the way, a small number of people, I believe, in the population of America right now. And that really is very wrong, in my opinion, that there's just a few of us in terms of population who totally understand the meaning of the Declaration of Independence and also the connectivity, if you will, to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a special person or, you know, I've got some sort of special knowledge other than, you know, I've studied it and followed it and understand the practicalities of it. I used to teach it all the time. So I guess from an educator's standpoint and the job description, things that I used to do, I'm a little bit different in that respect from other people. I get that. But there is no excuse that every American does not understand the significance of the Declaration of Independence and what it means to them as modern Americans. The problem has been the education system, public education, which clearly is responsible for mass education in the United States of America, has been absolutely 100% against the teachings of the Declaration of Independence, the Founding Fathers, and, of course, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's a fact. Public education is destroyed anybody's knowledge, institutional knowledge, about the Declaration of Independence as a population of Americans. That's a fact. Wholesale destruction of that stuff just hasn't been taught. I know. I was a school administrator. I saw this whole thing happen. I was fighting it tooth and nail. And now, thanks to Mark Zuckerberg, we have, I think, a turning point in our history in terms of people having a certain modicum of understanding of what the Declaration of Independence is and what it is not. And you see, this goes back to the old thing. It actually goes back to Breitbart, Andrew Breitbart. And one of the reasons they killed Andrew Breitbart, there's no question in my mind, and the people I've talked to, a lot of people, they assassinated Andrew Breitbart on the day, March 1st, 2012, in which he was going to have a press conference, and he was going to lay out the battle plan of the Obama administration for the next 4 years. Because remember, March 2012, that was an election year. You had November coming up. You still had not had Benghazi. Remember, because that was September 2012. So Benghazi had not even happened. But Andrew Breitbart was going to expose Obama. He was going to expose the sex trafficking going on. And Andrew Breitbart was not making any jokes about it. Andrew Breitbart was telling everybody. Andrew Breitbart was stepping up in, at CPAC and telling everybody about the pedophile rings. He was telling everybody about, oh, yeah, you know, the modern-day pedophile rings. Oh, sure. Harvey Weinstein. By the way, I just saw The Aviator for the first time about Howard Hughes. And isn't that amazing? It was really a Martin Scorsese movie, and it was very well done. I do have to say, Harvey Weinstein, you really put it together there, buddy. Oh, yeah, Harvey Weinstein, he made that movie. He was the executive producer, the guy behind the scenes, right? So, you know, it's had some fine acting going on. Really, it really, I think, tells a great story about an American iconic, if you want to call him hero. Now, Hughes Aircraft, which is, you know, of course, Howard Hughes. Hughes Aircraft, well after he died, was responsible for, are you ready for this, for numerous copyrights on chemicals that they're doing as aerosol sprays to protect the environment from solar heating. Chemtrails. That's Hughes Corporation. Hughes Aviation did that in the 90s. And the guy who wrote the most patents was a guy named Chang. I bet you didn't know that. All the chemicals you see coming from airplanes today, there's dozens of patents on the chemicals. It lists all the nanoparticulate matter that floats down from the skies that you breathe in. You know, crosses that blood-brain barrier and all that stuff. It's so small, just diffuses right through the cells. By osmosis, actually. One cell to another into their brains. And, of course, ever since they started doing the aerosol spraying, after those patents were issued in the early 1990, I think, 91, 92, I think what happened is that you saw autism absolutely skyrocket in this country. It's done that. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was deeply involved in education at the time. And prior to 1990, 91, 92, I had seen very, very few autistic children in the population. And after that, it became, wow, everybody's autistic. And now we've got autism everywhere. Does that have anything to do with those patents from Hughes Corporation? Now, I don't know. But, you know, I am a connect-the-dot kind of guy, as you know. So, let me get back into this Declaration of Independence business. So, we have people with in a population who do not understand because it hasn't been taught. That's the bottom line. So this is a seminal moment, I believe, in the education system of America, an opportunity, especially with Donald Trump, who's going to be sticking around for the next several years. There's probably little doubt about that. That we take a strong look at teaching the core values of this country, and that we stop for a minute and teach our kids really, truly what the Declaration of Independence is about, where it came from, the history. The history of the Declaration of Independence is absolutely outrageous and spectacular for humankind. A lot of people don't understand that. But once you understand it, you'll see what a putz someone like a Mark Zuckerberg is and what a totalitarian monster he is with all of his money. Right2Voice.com. We'll be right back.
Do it now. End of the Cold War.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Hit that donate button. $5, $10, whatever. Really appreciate the donations that are coming in. Also, we're going to be having, starting July 21st, first constitutional convention to be held in Harris Ranch, California. And it's going to be a very, very spectacular day. We're going to have representatives from the various counties come together and caucus, so to speak, and establish the framework, if you will, for the Constitution. Yeah, step two. We're doing step one right now. We're actually in the throes of our very own constitutional process. Yeah, first of all, we had to declare independence, and now that process is moving forward, the Declaration of Independence process. And we might even read the California, New California State Declaration of Independence, just to put it in the face of Mark Zuckerberg. In fact, we might be posting up. I'm pretty much leaning to not even doing Facebook anymore. I know some people have just thrown it down completely and gone right to voice. Which is probably a pretty healthy thing, given the fact that these guys are really besmirching my religion. They're offending me at every turn. They think I'm a racist bigot because I'm white-skinned, which is, you know, it's really kind of funny. They're white-skinned, so they call anybody who disagrees with them a racist, have, of course, you know. And wrong over the racist thing, guys. I've many, many years worked on inclusion with everybody, 40-some years of doing that, so the history's a little bit stronger than your little mouth, so to speak. Zuckerberg is a very pernicious moron, and yet, if you ask me, it's kind of like Tim Draper, same thing with Tim Draper and his three-state thing, which is, of course, God, it's not even a subtle, he's not even sly enough to hide the fact that his three-state thing is going to end up with three Democratic states. I mean, God, we couldn't quite figure that one out, right? Even California, right? Because, you know, listen, first of all, California, the polls are terrible. They lie all the time. There's only a couple of polls in California that have any relevance. The polling data, so they put it all out in the media about the polls, this, that, and the other, and yeah, it's going our way. And the reality check is it's whatever way the totalitarian globalists want, like Tim Draper or Mark Zuckerberg. And, well, guess what? People do have feelings and opinions in California. That's why when you really do a poll and you start to break it down, you get these legitimate polls. Even your flash polls are a lot more legitimate, I think, than most polls. They spend thousands, $100,000 getting 1,000 people's opinion. Oh, by the way, they're all Democrats, of course. A lot of these guys, when you really dig down into the data, they're polling and getting data from Democrats. They're people. They're kind of people. We'll just call them back up. We got their opinion last year. We'll get it again. You know how you really feel. So the you match the polling with the voting, and then, oh, gosh, we're all right about that because the polling is so rigged. So rigging the polling system, rigging the media, and then rigging the voting system. Then you got a trifecta that you can't get away from in California. So that's the way it works here. All right, so now getting into the censorship business is, of course, Mark Zuckerberg. And finally, somebody blows him out on this. Blows him out. And, you know, I'm telling you, I've suffered at the hands. Of course, you know what I suffer, and for reasons like this, then there's payback, right? Okay, so, but when I suffered, at many times, we got dinged, especially New California, recently sort of delisted and taken off and blocked by Facebook, yeah, for no reason at all. And big time. Everything just stopped for us off of all our communications. And, you know, we know that they were watching, they're spying on us because they don't like our political thought. You know, we're these crazy independence-minded people. Well, anyway, so I'm done on that one. So Facebook has apologized to a Texas newspaper after flagging a post containing a text from the Declaration of Independence as, quote, hate speech. I think this is an opportunity to turn everything around. Excuse me. It's time for brew. Oh. And those of you down in Trona, California, I make the best coffee. I know you guys are competition out there. You think you make better coffee than Studio 21. Ha! A little shout out down there to Trona, California. It's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there. Trust me. Been there many times. So, as reported, this was from Breitbart. This article is from Breitbart that I'm from. I got this article out of the Texas newspaper. It was sent to me by, are you ready for this? A citizen journalist from where? Texas. They knew I'd appreciate it. So I got it first, before Breitbart. Anyway, so they reported that Facebook removed an excerpt from the Declaration of Independence claiming the text violated the social network's policy on, quote, hate speech. The Liberty County Vindicator had been uploading the Declaration of Independence in parts to their Facebook page, only for the ninth part to be removed by the social network. The following portion of the text was excised by Facebook as constituting, quote, hate speech. This is in regards to King George III, Okay? They're talking about King George III. Now, it's kind of interesting. In our Declaration of Independence, we refer to King George as the governor of California. Isn't that clever? I mean, I don't know. It didn't take much imagination. Well, no, because the founding fathers, they had it all down. It says, King George, he has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has, meaning King George, he has plundered our seas, ravaged our coast, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. Boy, they're pretty harsh on the king, right? Well, it sounds a lot like Jerry Brown, doesn't it? Yeah. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country. Yeah, that's what they used to do, right? To become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. The salient comment there, Indian savages. By the way, it was capitalized with an I and an S. Casey Sinnott, managing editor of the Liberty County Vindicator, suspects the term Indian savages might have triggered. They got triggered. Facebook's filtering program. He said the censorship was an automated action. Automated. Sinnott wrote, "This is frustrating, but your editor is a historian and enjoy the study of history. A person must love irony. It is a very great irony that the words of Thomas Jefferson should now be censored in America." So, you know, 2018, we can't talk about Indian savages. That's just, well, you know, of course it was history, what they were talking about. People had no other ways to express themselves back then. That was just the way it was. White savages, of course, are the ones that the white people created all the savagery, right? They brought it from Europe, and therefore it's their fault, and destroyed all the indigenous folks. Right. Nothing like displacement of history. Anyway, when we come back, we'll be talking more about the Declaration of Independence. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, you have a right to voice. Use it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed.
That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Right to voice, right to voice, right to voice. You have a right to voice, your opinion, and RIGHT, the number 2, VOICE.com. We're getting a lot of people excited about that, and I've gotten several emails over the last couple of days wanting me to explain my position on it. Right to voice, the best way for you to, to have a right to voice. Okay, I'm going to read to you what we wrote on our Declaration of Independence. It came out on January 15th, 2018. And the first thing I'm going to read to you about it, it's kind of a two-part system. We're going to bring some people on. I've decided enough of this crap from these monsters on the left. We're going to start teaching about the Declaration of Independence and the real history behind it. Because, you see, it's the history that these people are afraid of. They don't want you to know the real history behind the Declaration of Independence. And also, of course, Constitution and the Bill of Rights. See, it's all a God document. I'm sorry, you got to be a Christian and you got to understand these things. Once you do, it all falls into perspective about what is going on with the Declaration of Independence. That's why Zuckerberg hates it so much. That's why they hate it's hate speech to them, no matter what the passages are. They're tearing down the statues, is what it is. So this is the affirmation of allegiance to the United States of America and justification for the formation of the state of New California, January 15, 2018. With faith, diligence, and our sacred honor, we do hereby declare our unity with natural law in the United States of America's Constitution. We stand firm in our pledge to maintain and support the freedoms of the people of our nation in New California at all times, at home and abroad. With God as our witness, honoring the foundational principles, we take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion to stand together as free citizens of New California as to be a foreign state, to be a sovereign state of that nation which we hold dear, the United States of America. As we seek to remain a member of our union in order to form a more perfect union, we resolve to create the free, sovereign, independent state of New California due to the past and current government of California having failed in their oath of office obligations and responsibilities as representatives of, quote, we the people, to provide a republican form of government as guaranteed in Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Declaration of Independence, January 15th. Intention to form State of New California. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. In the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. They should declare the causes which cause them to separate. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on principles and organizing its powers in such design that it is most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown. Mankind is more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. However, when a long train of abuses and acts to seize and hold the people's power without legal authority and pursuing invariably the same object that clearly demonstrates a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The history of the present governor and government of California is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of a tyranny over the counties of New California and the state of California. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to seek a constitutional remedy to abuse of powers. We, the people of the counties of New California, solemnly publish and declare that these counties are, and of right ought to be free, a free and independent state that strive to be free from the state of California, and that as a free and independent state have full power to establish and maintain law in order to promote general prosperity and to do all other acts and things which an independent New California state may rightfully do. We therefore, the representatives of the counties in New California, appeal to the California Legislature and the Federal Congress to pass resolutions to create the state of New California, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's the most recent Declaration of Independence written in the nation. Just this year. And all I can say to Mr. Zuckerberg is good luck. I think that you have challenged history enough, Mr. Zuckerberg. Totalitarians such as yourself are doomed. And yes, a multi-billion dollar business such as Facebook is doomed. The right of the people shall not be oppressed. And you've been in that business for long enough. You and Google and all the other ones. It's time now that that's going to change. That's why there's so many alternatives to you. And that's why people are turning away from Facebook and all your little entities out there in droves, because you are a totalitarian monster in the same vein as King George III and Jerry Brown and Stalin and Lenin and all these other folks. You've learned to become a totalitarian monster. And guess what? We've recognized it now. And we're going to change everything in this country, like it or not. And it starts with California. That's why there will be a new California. There will be a new California. It's happening right now. We're on the track, if you will. The train has left the station, and there's no turning back. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Go ahead, Mr. Zuckerberg. Check it out. We'll be back.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
One, zero.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Right2Voice.com. R-I-G-H-T 2, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. That's your alternative to Mr. Zuckerberg and these totalitarian monsters that we tolerate in our world. Okay, Pruitt is out at the EPA, which is too bad. I like the guy. Of course, I'd like somebody so obnoxious to people like the Pope. The Pope and Jerry Brown. The buddies that they are. Anyway, on the New York Post shows season 2 Survivor, the White House. It's a great picture. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio, by the way. Also, Trump is offering Elizabeth Warren $1 million to prove that she's, quote, got Native heritage about her. That could be an interesting little trip down the old genome. You know, I'm so glad I taught biological sciences and I understand the terms that I throw at you guys. I mean, really, it's genome. Look it up. Telomeres. Well, you're hearing about telomeres. Anyway, we got to run for time right now. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21. I don't know. What is wrong with me? I don't know today. It's too much of that coffee. Listen, Trona, you got nothing on Studio 21. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com, and, of course, MyPillow, 800-266-4715, and promo code AGENDA. Anyway, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.